Greenpeace protesters are still holding up an oil drilling vessel in Timaru and have no plans for leaving. They arrived early yesterday morning to stop the vessel owned by OMV from leaving the city port. Eight protesters were arrested today, but 10 still remain. Sianna Fitzjohn is one of the protesters swinging on the mooring lines. She spoke to our reporter Logan Church at Timaru Port.
I'm occupying the mooring line of the Scandi Atlantic with my buddy Layla. We arrived here at about 6 in the morning yesterday. We had a rather arduous climb up this mooring line. It is not easy, not with all this gear. So that was definitely a bit of a challenge. Since then we've been setting up our occupation, making ourselves safe. Having a wee look at the dolphin that's come in to see us a couple of times, and watching the fish, doing a piece to camera every now and again, and getting to know one another a lot better.
And why are you doing this?
Okay, so the Scandi Atlantic is one of the support vessels for OMV's drilling operation in Taranaki, and it was due to leave port last night to go up to Taranaki to assist OMV to carry out their oil drilling program in Taranaki. And then OMV is planning to head down to the Great South Basin to conduct exploratory deep sea oil drilling. So we want to hold that process up for as long as humanly possible and just draw attention to the fact that it's a climate emergency. We can't be exploring for more oil. We can't be burning more fossil fuels. And we can't be putting this incredible ocean and everything that lives in it at risk.
And what exactly are the protesters, including yourself, doing?
Cool, so we've got an awesome bunch of people. I think it was about 27 to start off with. There were people camping on the deck. There are people with their arms and pipe locks that have locked onto various parts of the ship. And we've got our wonderful climbers, Nick and Magda and David, who have sort of gone up the mast to hang a flag, well, to fly a flag, I should say.
And what interaction have you and the other protesters had with OMV, the crew and the police?
Well, me and Layla have been very isolated from all the action. We're a little bit hard to get to hanging off here, so we haven't actually had any contact with the crew. And no contact with the police apart from one policeman came past and took a few photos. We presume it's to get a good idea of what our anchors are like so they can do the puzzle of how to remove us. Apart from that, it's been pretty quiet for Layla and I.
And how long do you plan to stay there? What kind of resources do you have with you? I imagine you have, water supplies and food supplies?
Well, plan is a difficult word because obviously there's a lot of moving parts, the weather and exposure being one. But we've got a whole heap of warm gear. We've got enough food, enough water to push it out for a few more days for sure. But the crew have given us a bit of a spray with the hose earlier. So obviously trying to chill us down and make us want to go home early.
And that was Sianna Fitzjohn there, one of the protesters who is attached to this oil drilling vessel in Timaru.